"Get behind me, Satan." This is how Jesus rebuked Peter, and it could seem like a pretty harsh rebuke. We see that Peter was just saying, you know, why do you have to go and suffer? Why do you have to die? You are God. You know, you don't have to do any of this. And Jesus replies, "Get behind me, Satan." You know, and he comes up with, you know, you're thinking as men think, not as God thinks. And the same way, in our own lives, I think it's easy for us to, you know, want to live our lives, you know, just thinking about how men think, not thinking about how God thinks. And we see that, you know, Jesus says that everybody's going to have to take up their cross and follow him. And we know that following Jesus, it's not going to be the easy path. It's not going to be joyful all the time. It's going to be hard. You know, we're going to be dying to ourselves. We're going to have that cross. We're going to have suffering in our life. You know, it's not going to be all nice and, you know, everything's going to be taken care of. There's going to be hard parts that are hard for us to accept. You know, just like as Peter saw that, you know, why does Jesus have to go and suffer and die? You know, we'll ask ourselves the same question. You know, why do we have to suffer and die? But it's following Jesus. You know, in order for him to have that resurrection, you know, we see that he said that he was going to rise on the third day. You know, he had to die. And the same way for us to go to heaven, you know, we have to die to ourselves. We see in the second reading today, you know, St. Paul to the Romans is telling them that, you know, we have to make ourselves a sacrifice. You know, whatever we do, you know, it's a sacrifice to God. And to give ourselves as a sacrifice, that's, you know, living that holy life. You know, giving over to God everything. And it's hard for us to want to give him over everything. You know, especially in today's culture, it's telling us that, you know, whatever we feel is good should be good. You know, we see that, you know, whatever, you know, makes you happy, you can go and do that. You know, whatever pleasures, you know, you want, you can go and do that. You know, as long as it doesn't affect other people, as long as it makes you happy, you know, you can go out and do that. But we know that, you know, if we seek after these pleasures, we seek after these things that our flesh seeks after, you know, they just momentarily, you know, give us that happiness. And then it's fleeting. A lot of times we'll ask ourselves, you know, why did I do that? It's only Jesus that can give us that true and lasting happiness. And it starts by us, you know, dying to ourselves, taking up that cross daily, allowing ourselves to be transformed into the will of God. Because if we're constantly listening to those promptings of the flesh, you know, oh, you can eat a little bit more. Oh, you can drink a little bit more. Oh, that's not going to hurt anybody else. You can go and do that. No, we're just constantly going to be trapped in that place of our pleasures here on earth. And Jesus asks us the question, now, what is it for a man if he wins everything here on earth but loses out on life? You know, the things here that we have, you know, that bring us that pleasure, that bring us, you know, those fleeting little moments, you know, they're only winning us things here on earth. You know, they're not winning us that place in heaven. You know, as Catholics, you know, no matter what we're doing, we always have to have our eyes on heaven. You know, that's our homeland. That's where Jesus has promised to bring us. But so often we take our eyes off of that. You know, we succumb to those pleasures of here on earth. You know, those things saying that, oh, it's not going to be that bad. Oh, you can do this every once in a while. No, it's okay. You know, we can't say that to ourselves. We always have to remember that, you know, we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. You know, even those little small mortifications that we make, you know, whether it's during Lent when we give something up, you know, it's not just to say, well, I gave this up. It's to help mortify ourselves to take away those things so that we're not always saying yes to those pleasures, that we can say no to those pleasures so that we can say yes to God. You know, it's as simple as those little things on Friday, you know. Maybe we're giving up meat, doing some other sort of penance, so that we can unite ourselves with Jesus on the cross to help us say no to those pleasures here on earth and yes to those things of God. So it's so easy for us, you know, to get caught up in all these little pleasures of the world, saying yes here, yes here, yes there, until we're saying yes to all these things. We're making excuses, you know, why that's good. You know, maybe it's so we look good in other people's eyes. Maybe it's just to make ourselves feel good. But we always have to remember that, you know, the only person that matters is the opinion of God. And we always have to remember that, you know, even though things here on earth, you know, they can be good, and we can overindulge, we can't go and always be seeking out these things. We always have to be seeking out God. God in everything that we do. And we can't put it off saying that, you know, I'll do that later on, or, you know, it's only something that I'll do during Lent. It's something that we constantly have to be doing. Constantly have to be carrying our cross. Constantly have to be dying to our own passions so that we can truly hear the will of God. So that we can follow His promptings. Because if we're always have those things in our life, you know, they drown out the voice of God. We can't hear anything that He says because we're constantly listening to all those things in the world saying, do this, do that, do this. But we have to put those away and put on the light of Christ to allow Him to inform all our decision making. Allow Him to inform what we do. Allow Him to guide us. Because we know that where He's going to guide us, we're going to have true happiness. We're going to have true peace. We're not going to be stuck at the things of this world, those things that fleet away, those things that, you know, are only temporary. It's only God that can fill us with that lasting joy. You know, we all know that here on earth, it's going to come to an end. We're all going to die. But we know that heaven's going to last an eternity. So we always have to be practicing for heaven. We always have to be doing our best to do what we can to practice for heaven. Because heaven is our homeland. It's where we're going to be for all of eternity. You know, it's hard for us to comprehend that, you know, after this life, that we're going to be in this place, you know, and it's never going to have an end time. We're going to be there with God. And how often we stop thinking about that because of the little things here on earth. But we always have to take heed of Jesus' advice, you know, taking up our own crosses. Because we don't want to have that same rebuke that St. Peter had. You know, get behind me, Satan. You know, putting the things of this world, putting the things of man in front of God. We always have to remember to put the things of God in front of everything else. Allow Him to transform our life. Allow Him to guide us. Allow Him to bring us to our homeland. So today, let us renew our commitment to Jesus. Allow us to be transformed by Him so that we can put away those things of the world and that we can be renewed and we can always say yes to the will of God.